Most Britons think Meghan and Harry interview was inappropriate. By Victoria Friedman on March 9, 2021. A plurality of Britons thinks that Meghan and Harry's interview with Oprah Winfrey, where they aired their personal grievances in public and implied that the royal family was racist, was inappropriate. A snap survey of 2,111 adults in Britain by YouGov on Monday found that 47% said they thought the interview was inappropriate, contrasted with less than half that proportion, 21%, who thought it was appropriate. A further 31% said didn't know whether it was appropriate or not. Split by age, only the 18 to 24-year-olds thought the interview was a good idea. All other age groups were, by varying degrees, more against than for. A separate study by the polling firm found that the majority of Britons did not have sympathy, a combined 56%, for Meghan and Harry, with less than a third, 29%, saying they felt for the royal couple. Some have expressed incredulity that they were supposed to care about the plight of a millionaire that chose to marry into one of the wealthiest families in the world. Figures in the media, including former Fox News host Megyn Kelly and British free speech campaigner Emma Webb, had criticized the wealthy woke couple's tone-deaf complaints. Meanwhile, Meghan's own father, Thomas Markle, spoke to British media on Tuesday, professed his great respect for the British royal family, asserting, "I don't think the British royal family are racist at all. I don't think the British are racist." During the woke royals tell-all with billionaire talk show host Oprah on Sunday, the couple claimed that a member of the monarchy had made an inappropriate comment about the color of the yet unborn Archie's skin, implying that was the reason their son was denied the title prince, despite a long-standing royal protocol. Harry also said he felt let down by Prince Charles and claimed during Megxit discussions last year that his father stopped taking his calls. A Buckingham Palace insider told the Evening Standard that following the interview, there was now a lack of trust between the royal household and the Sussexes. The insider also rejected Prince Harry's claim that Prince Charles had cut him off financially, saying the Prince of Wales had supported the couple more than they wanted to reveal. Brexit leader Nigel Farage criticized Harry for his despicable public betrayal of his family. Farage later said that he believed Meghan and Harry want to destroy the monarchy, marking themselves in the process the leaders of the world's new woke revolution. The Queen broke with normal royal convention to obliquely deny the allegations on Tuesday, remarking in a statement that recollections may vary of the events Meghan described.